Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of April 26th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. We are looking for our next featured patron, so if you want to jump on board the Patreon train, that's a terrible way of putting it, but go to patreon.com/thegamersin, support the show directly, and you can get your name shouted out all month long. Moving over to the Gamers In, well, anime has won. All right, I don't have to apologize. I just have to say that we issued a challenge on the Gamers In last week, and that challenge was to revisit Xenoblade Chronicles 2. And both Jocelyn and I, she better not abandon me in this, because really revisiting Xenoblade Chronicles 2 has been a process, I'll say. That's the best way to put it, the nicest way to put it. The game is great, don't get me wrong. I really remember enjoying the combat, and what I understood of the story was really cool, and the characters were really cool, and all the accents that the characters have, like all the voice acting is, styled from the UK and whatnot, so I really dig that. You know, they only localized it to the UK and realized, like, wait, these guys are all speaking English. That means we can localize this to North America, too. We did it. That's a shout back to the original Xenoblade Chronicles, which was a huge process, fan-written in, sort of fan-driven sort of campaign to get the game ported or brought over to North America. And I think one of the points was, hey, you've already got it localized in English. Just say this is localized in English, you know, UK English. And, you know, I'm sure America can deal with a few extra U's with a couple of words. And I think they dealt quite fine. So, anyways, we'll talk about how we fared with our return to Xenoblade Chronicles 2. According to my Nintendo clock, I'm about 20 hours in when I started it up again. But according to the internal Xenoblade Chronicles 2 clock, I'm at hour 40. I don't know how that works. I don't know if the internal save clock, like, counts sleep time, but that, I don't know. Doesn't seem right. But I don't really know who to trust in this stage. But yeah, we will talk about that and our return to the game and how we managed. I'll leave it at that. I will tease it there and leave it there, and we will talk about it on the show. I have a note here that I played the Resident Evil Village demo, and here's the thing. You probably already saw how that demo was working. You know, you could play for 30 minutes, but you had to access within like an 8-hour window. Super ridiculous. That's not how demos work. The game doesn't even feature like network capabilities. So it's not like they had to be sure to have the proper network up and running for a certain amount of time to test it. It's literally just a demo of a single player game. Anyways, I forgot to play the castle version of the demo. And I did enjoy my time with the village portion of the demo. So I was kind of hoping to update everybody on that, but not going to happen. There was just news that I was wrong on the last episode where I said that the demo was going to be available to everybody for the whole week, starting on May 1st until the game came out. Turns out that was never the case. It was only going to be another 8-hour window for all platforms, which is ridiculous. And of course, the Resident Evil Twitter confirmed today, no, don't worry, it's going to run for a week. Still a 30-minute time limit to play that portion of the game, but you don't have to download and play in a specific window of time, which is great. So I will tune in, not this week, but next week, and I'll have played the whole demo, and we'll talk about that. Still unsure if I'm going to buy it. I'm honestly probably going to leave it to my co-host on Zombies Ate My Podcast, Lou, to play the game, because I am still terrible at shooting in that game and scared. Something about that first-person Resident Evil stuff, it's extra scary, and I can't do it. I don't have a lot of news. I don't have any real news stories to sort of highlight here. We passed on talking about the Kaplan news, Jeff Kaplan leaving Blizzard. So, but I'm sure you've heard, there was a great discussion on Core this past week with Scott Johnson, Bo Schwartz, and John Jagger. So check that out. They had a really good chat about Jeff Kaplan leaving and what that means for Blizzard. So I recommend that discussion. Moving over to Summoner's Call, we did have, this would have been normally a time for us to take a break, take a little bit of a week off. However, you know, they announced Golden Week. We actually we delayed our recording by a day, thinking, okay, let's see what kind of news we get for Golden Week. Sure enough, we got those details. So we are going to talk about the next Resplendent Hero, as well as Golden Week, and we got a preview of the Legendary Hero, as well as the version update that's coming on May 6th. So we're going to talk about that. Also, a bit of a delay to our Chapter 11 discussions of Three Houses. We're going to push that 1 week, and we're going to focus on wrapping up a couple of paralogues. So look forward to that in the next Summoner's Call, coming up shortly, probably a day or so after this has been posted. Looking at upcoming video game releases, rounding out the rest of the month, we've got new Pokemon Snap on Switch on April 30th, and that same day, Returnal on PlayStation 5. Looking to May, we've got Resident Evil Village coming to PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X/S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. That's May 7th. You got Hood, Outlaws, and Legends coming to those same platforms on May 10th. The delayed Assassin's Creed Valhalla DLC expansion, Wrath of the Druids, is coming on May 13th, followed by Mass Effect Legendary Edition on May 14th. That's on everything except for the Switch. Subnautica is coming to the Switch on May 14th, and Subnautica Below Zero is coming to all platforms on May 14th, probably exiting early access on PC there. Days Gone is coming to PC on the 18th. Showrunner is coming to the Switch on the 18th. And we've got Miitopia coming to the Switch on May 21st. Rust is getting its console versions on May 21st. Biomutant is coming to PS4, Xbox One, and PC on May 25th. I'm hoping to check that one out. Maneater is coming to the Switch on May 25th. Shin Megami Tensei 3 Nocturne HD Remaster, that's a mouthful, coming on the 25th to PlayStation 4, Switch, and PC. Oddworld Collection coming to the Switch on the 27th. And finally, World's End Club coming to the Switch on the 28th. All right, well, that is going to do it for this Patreon mini. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.